All right, up next, we'll move along to Oregon State Coach Gary Anderson. Coach is online. We'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And your first question comes from the line of Yogi Roth, Pac-12 Network.
Coach, I know the offseason was a grind for your guys. It's crazy competitive. We've seen some of the clips. How did you see it transfer into spring, and even now that spring is over, where it's continued into the offseason program?
Well, Yogi, it definitely wasn't a party of, like, 1999. So, how about that?
Had to throw it out there. Classic. If you haven't seen it on YouTube, look it up. Okay, it's classic. It'll go down forever. So, you know, I think this the offseason for us, Yogi, was a great opportunity to get a real clear look of where we are, be honest with ourselves, and understand exactly where we sat within the pecking order and where we deserve to be. So it was a tough off season from day one until today. High accountability level has been expected from every coach, trainer, manager, player in the program, and so on and so forth. And we have to outwork people, and we have to understand that the situation that we're in is we want to change the culture. It's easy to talk about those things. And so, you know, we tried to use a few terms with them, and hopefully they hold true to those terms. We had a plan to identify changing a culture and creating a different culture than we were living in. And, you know, we know we have to live in the heart. It's hard to get better, and it's hard to chase people, and we have to be able to do that. We have to wake up every morning and expect to have high expectations for that day. And then we have to judge ourselves and have some checks and balances with our program as coaches to players, players to coaches, student athletes to the student body and to everybody that's involved. And we put that process in place. It's a long story, a lot of different things that we've done, but, you know, we're working hard, and there's been some days are better than others. It all starts with players in this game, and we respect that as a group of coaches. We're going to give them what they need, but we're also going to push them extremely hard. And this has been a taxing off season. It continues to be. Thank goodness we're on quarters. We get to gain another 6 weeks of work right now.
And then just a quick follow-up on that. You know, you've done the rebuilding thing a couple times. Where are they in terms of not wins and losses, but in terms of the process? Are they on course, per se?
Well, you know, I don't know how to really gauge that, because when it's changed, it's changed at kind of strange places or maybe places where you wouldn't predict. I don't think there's a script to write out and say where are these kids and what are they doing. Like I said, I think we have some days where we look at ourselves and we're definitely moving forward. But I think the key is to understand when you're in the elite of the elite and the best of the best, just doing what's good is not even close to good enough. And, you know, on the field, off the field, you know, I walk through today and, you know, I'm gonna look at the players' lounge and see what does it look like. Does it look like a big-time Division I players' lounge? Are they respecting what they have and taking care of their business from A to Z? May seem like a little thing and not meaningful to a lot of people, but all those little spots, those little different areas that we have to excel in, making strides, you know, I believe so. But, again, it's like I told these kids, it's all lip service until we get out there and show exactly what we're doing. Now, we are winning championships, competing for Pac-12 titles in the classroom. That's great for us. It's not going to make ESPN. It's not going to be, you know, run across the bottom of the Pac-12 network. But it does matter to us, because I think that's a big step. If you take care of yourself academically and socially, I believe we'll carry on to the field. So where are we? We're going to wake up and grind today. We're going to work hard today, live in the heart, and wake up and grind hard tomorrow. I promise you that.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yep. Appreciate it, Yogi.
And your next question comes from the line of Kevin Gimple, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach. I know you got a pretty crowded backfield when it comes to running backs. What's your preference? Would you prefer to have one guy that you can have 20 to 25 carries per game, or because of the depth you guys have there, can we see more of a committee approach?
Well, it'd be great to have a Melvin Gordon, a Robert Turbin, a James White, the Kerwin Williams. It'd be wonderful to have one of those guys. Then you got yourself a feature back. I think you earn your right to be a feature back. We don't have a back that deserves that right to be called a feature back, so that would be wonderful. Right now, our number one back is Ryan Nall. Does he get himself into that status? Well, we'll see. He hasn't played enough. You've got to put it back-to-back-to-back to become that guy and, win games for your football team. So I think you need three very good backs to be able to compete in this league throughout the season. And Would it be nice to have a highlighter back as that is that's your workout, that's your workhorse, that's your war daddy back? Absolutely. I believe we have a couple young men that potentially can get there, but we're not there today.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, to ask a question, please press star 1.
Any further questions for Coach?
And we do have a follow-up from the line of Yogi Roth, Pac-12 Network.
Coach, now that your staff's been on the road a little bit, you know, you guys on signing day signed players from all across the country. Curious what the vibe is from them on the road about coming to Corvallis.
It's really good, you know, the ability for us to share our vision with this new facility and the new people that are in our buildings, from academics to the weight room to the coaching staff. That's all very positive, and we need to get out there and share our vision. But the more we can spread of the understanding of what Corvallis is, the college town, the college atmosphere, I think our recruiting guys are doing a great job of getting that out nationally, which we believe we can recruit nationally. I like where we sit, you know, as far as spreading the word, if you will, and getting it out there. There's a major transformation that's taking place to get us where we need to be in the Pac-12 network, the Pac-12 conference in a lot of different ways. That helped last year being on the drive. That was huge for us to get out there, but we still hear that probably every single day. Our coaches are out there. They hear it two or three times of what that did to be able to get us, you know, at least out on the map in some of those high schools and those junior colleges. So it's good. It's a good reception. I think we have some things to back up what we're trying to get done right now, but obviously we need to improve ourselves in a very, very, very important area, and that's on the field.
Thanks.
All right, any additional questions? All right, that'll do it. Gary, thanks for your time. Appreciate it, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Go Beavs.
All right.